We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Dan Wilson behind the glass in for Tucker tonight. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Monday night. With a ton to get to, Joel Embiid snubbed for MVP? I'm not quite sure on that. We'll get to that. And, of course, we'll lead you to the Phillies game later tonight out in Seattle after another ugly Phillies weekend. Really, I guess just one day because they didn't do anything Friday or Saturday. But yesterday, a split. Phillies lose another series. We'll get to the Phillies later on. Some Eagles. We got a little nuggets here on the schedule we know about, but we got to start with the Sixers after last night. I will say, to start us off, before we kind of spin this forward, what to come here tomorrow night in Miami and then a game six back Thursday night in Philadelphia. That was the most impressive Sixers win in a long time, especially in a big game. Like, they lose that game. They lose that game to good teams all the time the last few years. And what I was most impressed at last night is every time Miami made a run, and usually it was just Jimmy Butler making a run, but every time Miami made a run, there were the Sixers to cut it down. They never lost that lead. They never lost that lead. It was pretty big, and then it got small, and it was dancing between 9 and 3 and 6 and 5. They never lost the lead. Obviously, late, they kind of pulled away. But they never lost the lead last night, and they found a way in a game in which Miami, you know, you could tell Jimmy Butler was having one of those nights. When one of the great players in the league, or really good players in the league, has one of those nights, it's tough to win it. And they still won that game. And finally, the James Harden the Sixers have been waiting for, that we thought maybe we were getting when that trade went down, finally he arrived. And now we have ourselves a series. At 2-2, the Sixers absolutely, without question, have a shot to win this thing. And I think the winner of Game 5 tomorrow night is going to win the series. But as I sat there today really thinking about all this and listen to everyone and all the excitement here in town, and I'm excited because the Sixers have a chance now to come back from an 0-2 hole and to win the series. And Joel Embiid's presence has made a world of difference for the Philadelphia 76ers, a world of difference. And their ability to shoot and kind of turn their offense around. Danny Green has been absolutely on fire the last couple games, and Miami's gone cold. But when I think about what's happened the last couple games, and I think about how likely it is to continue, my thought is this. I hope the Sixers could do this. I really do. And I think they have a chance to do it. I hope they can. But I don't believe it yet. 215-592-9494. I don't believe yet that the Sixers are going to win this series. Here's what I need to see. I need to see the Sixers go down to Miami and win a road game. Go win a road game. Because I don't trust this team to go win a road game 7. And if they lose game 5, they're going to have to win 6 and 7. Go win game 5 on the road. Take the shooting we saw here in Philadelphia, specifically Danny Green. I mean, but really, the Sixers as a team, Danny Green, George Niang, Tyrese Maxey, James Harden, as a team, they were 32 for 66 in games 3 and 4. 32 of 66 from 3. I mean, holy moly. We're talking about nearly 50% from downtown in the last two games. That is remarkable shooting. In the first two games down in Miami, 14 of 64. So they went from pitiful the first two games in Miami to great here. Can they take this hot shooting with them to Miami? So far in this series, we haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen the Sixers shoot like they did at home on the road. And they're going to have to. I mean, we don't have to be Einstein here to do the math. They have to win a road game to win this series. The home team has won every game in this series. There are three games left, and two of them are down in Miami. So I don't believe yet. I hope that we're seeing this turnaround, you know, the fact that Joel Embiid has come back and that has shifted things. And obviously it has. I mean, when you bring a player as good as Joel Embiid back, it's going to change the series. And it has. But I need to see the Sixers perform on the road. Go down to Miami, shoot well, and show me you could play the same way on the road that you did at home. And for the other side of it works as well. I mean, Miami was great shooting the basketball at home, and they were really cold here. Can the Sixers bring the defense they played, specifically on Tyler Hero, down to Miami with them? If they do it, yeah, I mean, they can win this series. They get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think I, like everyone else, thought they were dead. When they were down 0-2, I thought they were dead. I thought this could be a short series. Maybe they'd get game three, but they're not going to get three and four. Miami's too good. They're the number one seed, all that kind of stuff. I didn't have a lot of optimism, but last night was a really eye-opening performance because Miami struggled again. The Sixers role players stepped up, and the James Harden factor. But here's why I come back to hope versus belief with the Sixers team. I hope James Harden has another one of those games in him because that was fun last night. Like, that was the Harden that we've been waiting for, that we've been wondering, where is that guy? I think he only had one other 30-point game in a Sixers uniform. That was against the Bucks in March, the game that they blew late. But that was it. I mean, James Harden had not performed at that level in a Sixers uniform except just one time. And I know he's had some good games, and when he first got here and, you know, he took that couple weeks off to get himself back together physically, he played pretty well out the gate. But since the beginning of March, I mean, James Harden's been one of the worst, or I should say least efficient shooters in the NBA, shooting under 40%, not getting over 30 points except once. So, like, these kind of games from Harden, which were so key, they don't win that game last night without James Harden going to another level. Does James Harden have another one of those in him? Does he have another two of those in him? I hope he does. But if you put a lie detector test on me right now and you say, Joe, you got to get this right or wrong, will James Harden do what he did again, you know, in game four again the rest of the series? Will he do it once or twice more in the next three games? If I had to, I'd say no, because I don't think he has it in him to do that more than once in a while. And last night, good for the Sixers, great for all of us. It was the once in a while. 215-592-9494. The Sixers have evened things up. We have ourselves a legitimate series here in Philadelphia, actually, down to Miami now. Sixers 2, Miami 2. And I really do hope the Sixers could continue what they've done here, and the Embiid factor, you know, is going to carry itself down to Miami because, you know, it's a pretty easy line in the sand to draw. Games 1 and 2 without Embiid, they lose. Games 3 and 4 with Embiid, they win. And there feels like there's like this assumption, well, Embiid will be there for Game 5, the Sixers will just win Game 5. And they certainly have a better chance with him than without him. Of course they do. He's a great player, and he's their most important player. But the shooting in this series, and this is, I think some of this is Embiid, but a lot of this is independent of Embiid. The outside shooting for both teams, but especially Miami, so good down there, so bad up here. I'm not there yet to believe this comeback's actually going to happen and they're going to win this series. I hope it does. I'm at the stage of hope right now. 215-592-9494. Where are you? Hope or belief in the Sixers coming back and winning this series? Dan Wilson, what are you feeling?
Yes, I'm at a point where, look, before the series, I said the Heat would win in six. Now, that was not so much my belief in the Miami Heat as it was a disbelief in James Harden, right? Or disbelief in James Harden and this entire team, right? Like, Harden looks cooked. Embiid's going to be hurt. He's not going to get back. I didn't know if he'd actually be at any type of Joel Embiid-type MVP level by game three. And I'm like, they're not going to have enough. It's going to flip. And when the series shifted back to Philly, I was with you. I thought this series was over. But as I watched games three and four, I was at the game three, watching on TV last night, watching those two games down in Miami. You know, it's easy and obvious to say that they're two different teams with Joel Embiid on the floor and off the floor. But what I've learned in the series more than anything else is that I think the Miami Heat are a bit of a fraudulent one seed. Like, they had the best record in the Eastern Conference. I'm starting to learn more so and understand what Heat culture is. They're a well-coached, fundamental team. They take good shots. They don't turn the ball over in big moments. But they're not a team who, talent-wise, I feel like the Sixers can't stack up against. If the Sixers play anywhere close to as well as they did last night, James Harden obviously turning back the clock, but Joel Embiid just getting on the floor, Paul Reed giving you decent backup big minutes, not having to play DeAndre Jordan, I feel like the Sixers can and actually should win this series. I understand it looks different home and away, but this Heat team does not scare me nearly as much as it did a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the case that three of the four best players in the series are on the Sixers, especially if Harden plays like he did last night. I mean, obviously, Joel is the best player in the series. I'd say Butler second. Then you put Maxey, and then you could put Harden. I mean, Tyler Hero can outplay James Harden at times. He did it earlier in the series. Bam's a good player, and you know, depending on what Harden we're getting, maybe they're kind of even, but maybe Harden's better. But like, you can make a case three of the best four players or six.
People made a big deal about Lowry being out early.
Well,
he's cooked. No. He had 6 points in two games here.
You could tell how hurt he is. I mean, he could barely get up and down the court.
Yeah, he's not adding anything to them. Like, I really, and even with Butler, like, he can go off for, what was it, 35, 36 points? 40 points last night. Actually finished. He had 35.
I think he's averaging like 30 the last three
games. He's averaging in the 30s, right? Like, Jimmy Butler, he's almost got like a little Chris Paul in him. He's not a point guard, but like, I don't think he's actually a tremendous shooter or scorer. He just gets the shots he wants. Like, he's really good at finding his spots.
He's
on
got
the
an
floor.
Old man game. He just like pump fakes his way to
the
basket.
He pump fakes. He gets those little good angles on the side. But he can go for 40 points, and the Heat can still lose. I can still feel like the Sixers are the best team on the court. I thought the coaching matchup would matter in round one for the Sixers, Nick Nurse versus Doc Rivers. It ultimately didn't. I thought the coaching matchup in this series would matter more than I think it has. It's even 2-2. I feel more confident about the Sixers' chances in this series now than I ever have.
215-592-9494. Dan believes the Sixers are coming back and winning this thing. I'm not there yet. I'm in the hope stage. I hope the Sixers could do this. I hope the Sixers pull this off and come back and win this series in 6 or 7 games. I don't believe. I need to see them go and play a good game on the road. I need to see it. I need to see James Harden do that again. I mean, that was a great James Harden performance, one that we've been waiting for. Or really for a full month plus now. Like, could he have one of those games? And he did. I mean, James Harden last night was remarkable. But that James Harden, can we get that again? I don't know. I mean, history tells us the last couple months he has the – it's almost like watching an old pitcher who used to throw 95, 96, 97, and like once every 6 weeks he has one of those like, wow, look at that inning he just had. Like, he's dusting off the old fastball there. Does Harden still have that in him to do it again, you know, in a couple nights? I don't know. 215-592-9494. Where are you on the hope first belief scale with the Sixers coming back and winning the series? And, you know, Dan mentioned the Doc Rivers factor. And I'll give Doc credit because, you know, I've criticized Doc, Glenn, whatever you want to call him, a lot over the last year or two in Philadelphia. I think he's done a better job in this series and last series than I thought he would. But you know, now we're getting a crunch time here. Games 5, 6, and 7, 2 on the road. If I had to tell me who has the upper hand, I would still say it's Eric Spoelstra in the, you know, the tactical, strategic element of all this. And the one, if there's one, and it's only one right now, downside, it's not even a downside, but just a reality of Joel Embiid returning. Has anyone noticed how awkward it is when he shoots threes? I mean, the one he made last night looked awful, and it somehow like slammed off the backboard in. And even his free throws. I mean, Joel Embiid is one of the best free throw shooters really in the league. I mean, you could put him right underneath the best guards that shoot free throws, like the Currys of the world, you know, the guys that shoot 90% or whatever. But after that, he's as good of a free throw shooter as anybody. Even his free throw shooting has not looked really right the last couple nights. And it's because of his thumb. I mean, I think he's only made 1 3-pointer since he hurt his thumb in the middle of the last series. And free throw shooting-wise, I didn't look exactly what his percentage is since the injury, but I would imagine it's below the norm, right? If he's 85 normally, it's probably in the 70s or whatever. It's just below the norm. So as we kind of look forward to the end of this thing and the last three games and crunch time in this series, these little things worry me. Doc still worries me. You know, the bench minutes will worry me. Can Harden do it again worries me. Going on the road and having to shoot in Miami where they haven't shot well in the series, that worries me. And Embiid, I mean, the reality is this. His presence changes things. He's great, but he is diminished. Like, we can't forget that. It's a diminished Joel Embiid right now. This is not the best Embiid, and it shows how good he is that he's still having a big impact on this series, even though...
I was going to say, do you still think a diminished Joel Embiid is the best player on the court? I still think he is.
Most impactful.
Most
right?
impactful, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's not...
If you were drafting teams, you would still take him
you
first.
You would. Even though, I mean, I don't think he's going to have a 40-point night in his body right now. You know, Butler obviously did, and Harden at 31 last night. But just his impact on both ends, I do. I still think he is. But yet, you know, we get to a halftime or second half or fourth quarter of game 5 or 7. Is he going to hit the 90% of his free throws we're used to? I don't know. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in on this Monday night. Sixers even the series last night in really what was a throwback James Harden performance. And as I sit here tonight, I really hope this continues. I hope the Sixers can find a way to go to Miami and steal one of these, you know, 5 or 7. And really, preferably, it's got to be game 5 because I think I saw the number today, 82% are in that range of times where it's 2-2 after five. The team that wins game five wins the series. And, I mean, it's not rocket science, right? These two teams are even. They've gone 2-2 the first four games. You know, if you get five, all you have to do is win one of the last two. I mean, that's kind of how this stuff plays out, especially you throw the home court in there. I mean, we could be looking at a series where the home team wins every game. I mean, if someone wins a road game, they're winning the series.
Well, James Harden said the series doesn't start until someone wins on the road. What if it never starts?
The Sixers could lose a series that doesn't begin.
It doesn't actually begin.
Riddle me that, James Harden. 215-592-9494. Dan Wilson in for Tucker tonight. We got a lot to get into, and we start with the Sixers here. And I'm curious if you believe they're going to do this. Do you believe the Sixers are going to win this series? I am not there yet. Like, belief is a strong word. And maybe, you know, maybe for a lot of you, they earned that back last night. They earned it with the way they played. And really what's remarkable is watching the way they've shot the basketball, like, especially Danny Green. Where did this come from? They tested the old Danny Green off here. The Danny Green, Elliott Shore Parks have been calling an elite shooter. He's back. I mean, 7 of 9, was it, on Friday night? And then even last night, George Niang, who was so invisible the first couple games, actually contributing a little bit. And the fact that they're not getting torched in the non-Joel Embiid minutes, that really is, that's a big factor. Because that's, I think everyone worries about that. Like when Joel goes to the bench, like, how do they play? Can they keep up? And they've actually kept up rather well. They've played rather well in those minutes. Just do all those things keep up? I'm hoping. Dan, I'm hoping they win this series. I still don't believe it, but, man, if they do, a 2-0 comeback, I feel like it might erase some of the bad juju this team's had for years
now. And it would be a big, frankly, legacy playoff win for Doc Rivers. I mean, I know it's only the second round, but for a guy known blowing leads to come back against a guy who I think is pretty well respected and regarded as one of the best coaches in the league in Eric Spoelstra, I know he's getting Embiid back, but that would be huge for him.
Of course. I mean, yeah. It's
and unfortunately, probably saves his job.
It would. I think it would. I mean, I don't really know how they would fire him then. I guess if they blew a lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, I mean, really, realistically, yeah.
Well, because they are, like, I view this Bucks-Celtics series as, like, kind of a de facto Eastern Conference Finals.
I do, too. They're the favorite.
Like, that's why I think the Heat are a bit of a fraud one seed. Like, I don't think they would be favored in this upcoming series. I think they are the one seed because they tried really hard in the regular season. And you're seeing that in their playing style now.
Well, yeah. And you know what? It got them home court. So that worked out for them. They have 5-7. Yeah, I think the fact that Miami is not an overwhelming, like the Phoenix Suns, I know they're 2-2 as well, but they're not the Suns, right? They're not the Warriors. They're not an overwhelming team that, or even the Bucks.
They're not a typical one seed powerhouse.
No, they're not. Usually those one seeds have either been there before, or they have 60 plus wins, or they have one great player. And this doesn't really qualify for any of those things. Miami, I know they went to the finals in the bubble. That didn't count. I mean, no one counts the bubble year. And they don't have one great player. Jimmy's a very good player. He's not a great player. And they really haven't, you know, they haven't been doing this for year in, year out in top seed. So, yeah, they're a weird number one seed, but they still are the one seed. 215-592-9494. That gets you bored. Do you believe the Sixers are going to do this, are going to come back from 0-2 and actually win the series? Like, they've come back already. They've got this thing back to Miami. We have ourselves a series. I still am in the camp of, I hope. Like, I have a lot of hope, and I have more hope now than I did. This is the most hope, I'll say, I've had for this team in a while. I mean, last night, I just sat there in the fourth quarter expecting them to blow the lead. That's just, I've been conditioned for that in the postseason or any big game with this team for years now. Like, here we go. They're going to blow the lead. Every time Miami made a run or Butler made a shot or they had a turnover, I'm like, here we go. They're going to blow it. And last night, maybe it was different. Maybe this thing is turning. But last night, it's like, man, didn't it feel like Miami had momentum like five times in the third and fourth quarter?
Yeah, and then they'd come back. They'd come down the other end of the floor. Wouldn't even run like a real offense. Harden's hitting step back threes.
Yep.
It's just momentum killers.
They were. And then that Maxey pass. Maxey's had two plays the last, you know, two games. Where, you know, like highlights. If they win this series, we'll talk about them for a long time. The Friday night when, Dan, you said you were there Friday?
I was there on Friday. Yeah, I'm totally not there for the first half. And like the first half of the third quarter, and then Maxey totally just shows up.
That play he had where the ball was going out of bounds and he kind of flew out of bounds and he hit it over his head, that saved the game.
It was a huge play in the game, and the crowd's going nuts, and he looks like he's flying through midair. I've never seen, like, just the high energy on him, and it's kind of weird. Like, we've heard about the relationship with him and Harden a lot. Harden, I know, look, I said he kind of looked like he turned back the clock a little bit last night, but really sometimes looks like he wants to slow things down. He's not
right.
As fast or as quick as he used to be. And Tyrese Maxey, he just wants to go. Like, he's an energizer bunny out there. He's like 21 years old, and he just cannot go 100 miles an hour any more than he already wants to. And for him to chase that ball down, I mean, seriously, who on the Sixers team has that kind of athleticism, that kind of speed to even make that play besides him?
Nobody. No, and you know, he plays with the energy of a bench player or a sixth man, but he's on the court the whole time. Like, he's playing a lot of minutes, and yet he plays with that energy. Remarkable. And then last night, that pass he had to Tobias, the alley-oop to Tobias, I mean, these are momentum-changing plays. These are game-changing plays. He was remarkable. 215-592-9494. It's how you get aboard. How do you feel? Is this a hope or belief feeling for you right now in the Sixers? I hope. I have a lot of hope that they could do this. They come back. I don't believe it yet. I need to see them go to Miami and play well. I need to see them go to Miami and shoot the ball well. I need to see the role players down in Miami carry this with them. And we see this a lot in the NBA playoffs, a lot, where role players, bench players, they shoot well at home. They don't shoot well on the road. I mean, you kind of see this every year. And with the Sixers, it's really apparent right now in this series. I mean, Danny Green, you put him in Philadelphia, he's Danny Green of 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. You put him in Miami, he's old Danny Green. George Niang, invisible, then all of a sudden he shows back up. And then there's the Harden factor. I just, for as much as last night was like a sigh of relief, and it was like, see, maybe it's still there deep down. We saw this once. He had one 30-point game in the regular season as a Sixer. It happened against the Milwaukee Bucks in March, middle, late March. He didn't do it again until May 8th. Could he give me one more over the next three games? I don't know. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll come back. All your phone calls on the Sixers. Hope or belief in this series being theirs, that they're going to win this series against the Heat? I hope they do. Dan Wilson believes they are. We'll get to all that, and we'll hear from Doc Rivers on the other side. Did he call the James Harden big game before it happened? You'll hear from Doc, and we'll get into the Joel Embiid MVP snub, or was it? All that coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.